T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Robert, welcome back. Always looking for an opportunity to talk with you.
Hey, it's always great to be here, and I think you've got one of the best audiences out there.
Well, thank you. Thanks, Robert. Robert, before we talk about the presidential race and your polling, have you guys ever polled this idea? There's a lot going on here in Philadelphia around the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl the day after being a national holiday. You guys ever poll that?
Yeah, I heard it's kind of a big deal up there. I'm you know, still going to, as a Cowboys fan, I'm still a little bit in mourning.
Well, we know you're a Braves fan. That's acceptable. I like the Braves. The Cowboys, though, that's brutal.
Yeah, I know it. I know it. But, you know, they're both America's team, so what do you do? We actually toyed around with the idea of polling whether the President's Day ought to be moved to be the Monday after the Super Bowl, because that's actually closer to the birthday they're supposed to be celebrating.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, definitely. Speaking of presidents, but let's talk about, I know you polled this in South Carolina. Why did you guys choose to look at Trump and DeSantis and others in South Carolina recently?
Well, I mean, obviously, as somebody who grew up in South Carolina and did politics in South Carolina, I'm a little partisan, but it's the only perfect indicator. No one's ever lost the South. Every president since the South Carolina primary started has won their South Carolina primary from Reagan forward. So if you win the South Carolina primary, your odds of being president go up. But if you lose it, more importantly, you're not going to be president. So it's the only one that really matters. So Iowa, New Hampshire, you know, they're dressing, but they don't really matter. So it's the one that delivered it for Biden too, and Trump, obviously. And it's just where the battle's fought. It's where the launch pad is. So we're going to be polling both the Democrat and Republican one every other week. And so our first one was the Republican.
And you have Trump at over 43 and DeSantis at 25, although unannounced at this point. How are you feeling about that? Did that fit your gut feeling of where we are right now between those two?
DeSantis is a little higher than I thought he might have been. We also had Tim Scott, who hasn't gotten in the race in third, and then Nikki Haley in fourth. And so that kind of fit the narrative that people in South Carolina realized, that's kind of different from the national narrative about Nikki.
Yeah, I am a big fan of Tim Scott. I realize he's a native son there, so to speak. But boy, as a VP candidate, that would be amazing. So in doing the polling now, with the Trump-DeSantis thing, you said DeSantis a little bit higher than you thought. Give us some of the details of this, though. Trump is still at 43%. Are people then still rock solid? We haven't seen any break with Trump, do you think? Or is it just he's announced, they know the name, they like him in South Carolina?
They do. And the weird thing is DeSantis is the only guy who gets let's imagine just for a second a scenario where Trump decides not to run for whatever reason. DeSantis is the only guy who can inherit right now the Trump supporters. So he is kind of walking that tightrope of being seen as a challenger to Trump, but a guy that Trump people don't, you know, can align behind. Whereas most of the other people are people the Trump people would split over, but not align behind. So it's an interesting fact. There's probably a few points of Trump people who prefer DeSantis, but in the end, they would be okay with either one of them, because either one of them they see as kind of a quote-unquote MAGA candidate.
Yeah. Now, to that other point, the importance of South Carolina, Democrats are in Philadelphia, Robert, this week for their convention, and one of the items there, some of them don't seem to like that Biden is pushing South Carolina to be the primary state. I think it'll go through. I think they'll do it. It's in his best interest. It's in Clyburn's best interest. And that would make Biden, without a doubt, the nominee, I think. I mean, he wins South Carolina. Is there any contender that does well on the Democrat side in South Carolina?
Well, obviously, South Carolina has one of the other fascinating things about the South Carolina Democrat primary, with the exception of the Biden year, and that is has to do with the fact there was not a Republican primary, and you don't register by state. Therefore, a lot of Republicans did vote in the Democrat primary. Generally, the South Carolina Democrat primary has a majority of African-American voters. So it's a real test. So a lot depends on, are they the same day? Because we do have cross-party dynamics going on here, and people can vote in either one. And so we've had situations where the Democrat primary was on a Tuesday and the Republican primary was on a Saturday, and people voted in both of them. So you have to always calculate a crossover vote if they're not the same day.
Mm-hmm. And what would that tell us? What would happen?
Well, with crossover vote, you're probably going to see a lot of Democrats make a point of voting in the Republican primary for anybody but Trump, which is a possibility. Then you're probably not DeSantis, because they don't want to pick somebody that I think will win. And you could have a lot of Republicans who think Biden is the weakest candidate decide to vote for Biden.
Yeah, exactly. Robert, one other area I saw up on your page today, on your website, you were polling, and I thought this was a lot closer than I would have expected, about Fauci, the investigation of this. It's amazing to me, with the enormity of COVID, and obviously some of the mistakes, misjudgments, or blatant overkill of some elements of shutting down society. We haven't seen a day of reckoning. The midterms, abortion seemed to trump that. It was very close about people wanting Fauci to be investigated, at least when I saw it last night.
Well, there is an element of the public that is just sick of investigations.
Mm-hmm.
And sick of constantly doing this. And there's an element of the public who think he makes mistakes, who think he made mistakes, but don't think he did anything malicious. And so you add those together, and I think that that's where that coalition is. I mean, hey, listen, it doesn't happen around, you know, where we are very much, but I bet where you are, you still see people driving around with masks on.
Oh, yeah.
So those people are not for investigating Fauci. And, you know, even people in the South get on planes and we go to places where people wear masks everywhere. So, I mean, there's a lot of people in this country still wearing masks and still, you know, acting like this thing is in the height of the pandemic. So those people wouldn't be for investigating Fauci. And they did a very good job of scaring a lot of people in this country.
No doubt about that. Where do we find you, Robert, as this continues? And I like you've really educated me today, the importance of South Carolina, what you said about Republicans, particularly in how much you'll be watching that between Trump and DeSantis. By the way, too, you're very savvy in this stuff. Do you think DeSantis is almost a 99-plus certainty to run?
You know, I can't really speak to that about how much he is to run. I mean, I haven't heard from him that he's running. I hear from a lot of people who say he's running. But, you know, I hear two things. I hear that he's going to get prepared to run, going to get prepared to be drafted, and going to prepare to be an option at a convention if there's no nominee. And then I hear that he's definitely going to run. But, I mean, there's a lot of downsides running against Trump, because he does inherit a great deal of that Trump support. As far as staying up with us, you can find us at TrafalgarGroup.com on the web, and at Trafalgar Group or at Robert Cahaley.
Well, I hope we talk before the Phillies start tuning up the Atlanta Braves during the National League schedule this year.
Well, all I know is when it's all said and done, I have a feeling that you're going to be hearing a lot of "Oh."
Thank you, Robert. Have a nice weekend. Thank you for joining us, as always.
Bye.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.